Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlene Freeman, the executive director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum and Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Big time of year for you with the daddy-daughter dance coming up.
It is a very exciting time of the year, and this is our 10th annual daddy-daughter dance, so it's going to be a very special event.
10th annual.
10th.
How long has the Northeast Texas Children's Museum been around?
17 years.
So a good deal longer, but still, that's you've been doing that a long time. Uh-huh. It's been a big part of what you all do. The daddy-daughter dance, and this is Saturday, February 2nd. And you tell me there's no particular age designated for this.
No, just those that want to come. This year's theme is a unicorn ball, and our ticket sales are going very well. We even have a special guest, Annabelle, who is a miniature horse, is going to make a special appearance for about an hour at the Children's Museum.
Uh-huh. And will she be dressed up as a unicorn?
Well, that is up to the Little Texas Star Ranch, because that's where she lives.
Okay.
But surely she'll have something on like a unicorn.
Yeah. Is there a lot of, it's a dance. Is there a lot of dancing that takes place?
Well, there is. We have a DJ. Jim Ayers is going to be our DJ this year. But we also have other events. We have food that is sponsored by the Thayans Culture Club. And we have unicorn food this year. Brenda Estes is in charge of that. We have face painting sponsored by the president's office. We have Mother's Cards for Valentine's by Majet. We make bags, and that's sponsored by State Farm Insurance. We're going to make tiaras that look like part of a unicorn, and that's sponsored by Guarantee Bond Bank. We're making necklaces sponsored by Encore, Beanbag Fun by Agalia, and then the dance floor.
Mm.
So all kinds of activities.
Yeah. That relationship between fathers and daughters, very important.
It is very special.
Yeah, and it's really good to have, for that bond to be created, and this is a great way to
We notice as they walk around the museum that the daughters and dads stay very close together. Sometimes the children run off and don't always stay with their parents, but for the daddy-daughter dance, they're usually right there with their dads. And we also have pictures that are done by David Hambrick, and those can also be ordered separately from the daddy-daughter dance ticket.
You have people come from all over the region?
From all over Northeast Texas.
Yeah, that's pretty true. We're going to talk about another event that you all have coming up, and I think that's true for just about everything you do, isn't it?
Yes, and that is so important. I think whoever named the museum, the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, did a great job, because it does take all of Northeast Texas to make us as successful as we are.
Mm-hmm. Some people might say, well, what about moms and what about little boys? But you have an event?
We had an event in the fall, Mummy and Me, which was the Halloween event, and that was for mothers and sons.
And you'll do that again this fall? You do that every year?
Not every year.
Oh,
but
no?
No. Sometimes we just don't have quite the excitement for the mother-son event, so we usually do it every other year.
I see. So it's just kind of getting.
We want them to be excited about it.
I see. Yeah, you don't want to
don't overdo it.
I got it. We're talking with Charlene Freeman, who is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum in Commerce. And you all got some very nice news from the nice people with the Altrusa Club in Greenville recently.
Yes, Altrusa International in Greenville made us the recipient of their home tour this year, and they said it could be up to 10,000, but I didn't know if it would really be that much. But when they called us over and presented us with the check, it was for $10,000. So for everyone who went to the Altrusa International Tour of Homes this year, we appreciate your attendance and your purchase of a ticket.
Yeah. So that's the Christmas tour that they do of homes in Greenville, and so $10,000, sizable amount of money. And what are you going to do with that $10,000?
That will be to help Greenville students come to the Children's Museum.
I see. And either on their own or as members of classes?
Well, they'll be with schools.
I see. Okay, well, good. So great work there by the Altrusa Club. February on the horizon, of course, and you have a program you do every year called the Fifth Grade Weird Science Program.
Yes, we do. And that is, again, for school groups, for fifth grade students. And the fifth grade is the first year that they are tested in science. So that is why we've chosen fifth grade for our science program. Mm-hmm. But we set up labs, three of them within the classroom, and students or class groups can rotate through those. And it's all hands-on, and we can provide the equipment that for every student, we can set it up and have it there, which is very difficult for students to, for teachers to do in their classroom.
Mm-hmm. What are some examples of some of the experiments or things that, that you do as part
of it? Well, they measure liquid volume, and we call this crazy creature blood because they use graduated cylinders and test tubes. We test temperature, and that's called the icy hot swamp, and they can see the effect of salt on temperature. And then we do another lesson on plasticity, where they explore using triple beam balances to measure everything. So we give them a lot of very good experience that they cannot get anywhere else.
It's all in how you present things, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you got to dress it up and kind of and put it in their language.
Uh-huh. And put some names on it, right, that make it sound a little bit different.
Right. So that'll be fun. And the Farmers Electric helps with that?
Yes. And we have school groups coming from as far away as Dangerfield,
yeah,
for our Weird Science program.
And that'll be going on throughout the month of February?
February. Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, so it's going to be a busy month. And we're going to have Charlene back soon. And you might have an important thing to talk about.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back soon. And I do hope we have some exciting news.
Okay, good. Charlene Freeman is Executive Director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum and Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KMTR.